Welcome to the Manifestation Babe podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a master mindset coach and success strategist for entrepreneurial babes just like you. I absolutely love helping you uplevel your life, your business, your finances, and helping you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that you want. It is my duty and obsession to give you the tools, the resources, strategies, and teachings you need to manifest the reality of your wildest dreams. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of personal development to maximize your impact, your influence, and your income. If you're ready to get your ass kicked to the next level, then you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hey, gorgeous souls. It is Catherine from manifestationbabe.com, and I am live right now in my Facebook group as well as recording a podcast episode, which is why you can see my big pink microphone in front of me. I am currently in the Whitsunday Islands, and I am at an apartment complex with people above me and to the sides of me. So if you hear any sounds, I deeply apologize. I can't control whether kids scream or someone walks by me, but hopefully my microphone, it's pretty good quality, won't catch too much outside noise. But those of you who are watching me on Facebook, you might hear some outdoor noises, but it's okay because I don't feel like moving and I'm really enjoying this view. So we're just going to keep it like this. How is everyone today? Oh my God, it's such a beautiful, beautiful day. It's actually 11:11 right now. Thank you, Brennan, for reminding me. I just saw your comment. So today I wanted to talk about a topic that is super relevant to so many of you. I asked on my Instagram story the other day if some of you are feeling stressed and overwhelmed with your to-do list, and you just feel like there's just so much that you have to catch up on. There's so much to do, and you just feel like you are buried underneath this pile of just constant things to do, things to do, things to do. And instead of creating a life of freedom, you're actually creating a life of the anti-freedom, where you are just busy and busy and busy. And it seems like you are trying to create this business to create a life in which you can travel the world, you can enjoy yourself, you can play, you can explore, you can have adventures. But instead, you're just finding yourself behind your laptop for 18 hours a day, and you just can't keep up and catch up. And so most of the people that I asked this question to, I think it was like 80% people said that they need help. They are feeling stressed. They are feeling overwhelmed. And about 20% feel like they're in balance. And I wanted to share a quick story with you guys. Not so much of a story, but really being transparent, vulnerable, raw, and real with you guys. I tend to share more about my life than I guess a typical person would. I'm very open. I don't have secrets. I'm not a secretive person. I am almost sometimes an oversharer to a fault, but it's only because I know that the things that I go through in my life, I'm not the only one who goes through them. And if I don't talk about them, and if I'm not open, raw, real, and honest and transparent, then I feel like you guys won't really get to know the real me. And I want to inspire more of you to keep sharing the real you and keep being transparent with your audiences as well, because your business actually grows the more you let go of perfection. The more you try to be perfect and try to appear
like everything is going so well in your life and how everything is so perfect, the worse your business actually does, because people don't want that. They want to learn from, they want to do business with, they want to collaborate with people who are real people. And so here's my little moment of transparency. And there's actually people above me on the balcony, I think to the side of me. So my apologies if you hear any kids or conversations. Hopefully you don't pick them up too much. So back in December, in about the beginning of December, I made a decision in my business to let go of a couple of things and people who are no longer serving my company. And it's not like anyone did anything wrong. There was no fight. There was no argument. There was nothing that actually took place except for my realization that my vision for 2018 shifted and my vision for where I wanted to take my business shifted. And that involved in my opinion, a brand new team or a brand new kind of a brand new mission behind Manifestation Babe and people who really were involved in that mission. And what ended up happening is that after letting go of two team members on Team MB, actually by surprise and totally unexpected, a third one left the team as well. And so my team went from 5 people to 2 people essentially overnight. And the last straw kind of happened right before Australia. And it was the night before Australia. I was packing up for Australia, and all of a sudden I realized that Team MB went down from 5 people to just Brennan and I. And I had a shit show freak out moment. I cried the whole night. I thought that my business would literally flop on its head overnight. I had no idea how we were going to keep up with all the tasks. I had so much on my plate already, and I was thinking of how can I hire more people and delegate these tasks, and I couldn't catch up with hiring people before all of a sudden all these tasks were put on me and put on Brennan. And so freak out moment, of course, for about 24 hours, going to Australia, coming to Australia and thinking, you know what, like, let's just see what happens this month. Let's just, we'll figure this out. Everything will be okay. Everything will be great. Brennan really helped me a lot with keeping my mindset in check. And I just took a second to breathe. And anyway, long story short, what ended up happening is that there is a principle that I learned from one of my coaches about 2 years ago called the 80-20 rule. And I realized that exactly what happened in my business applied, the same 80-20 rule applied here too. And the 80-20 rule essentially says that 80% of your results come from 20% of your activities. And what ended up happening is that instead of tanking, my business actually fucking doubled in the last month. 2 people. So literally, it's not even 80%. It's not even 80% cut down. But what is 2 out of 3? Brennan will help me with the math later. So literally reducing my team by 3 people to down to 2. And we doubled business. We doubled in our productivity. We doubled in everything, our impact, the amount of people that we reached. My creativity doubled. My ideas doubled. Things just skyrocketed. And I realized how much junk essentially I had on my plate. And my plate was essentially 80% junk, to where if I just eliminated 80% of my activities and just focused on the money makers, which is all essentially I had time for, right? I couldn't stretch myself thin anymore. So I decided, you know what, Brennan, I'm going to take care of everything that takes care of our business growth. So 20% of our activities are our biggest money makers: content creation, podcast, live streams, email newsletters, creating the 5-day challenge. I'm going to focus on that. You're going to focus on emails and customer communication and payments and all this stuff. And so let's just see what happens if we just take a second and focus on only 20% of our activities, because I know that 20% of our activities create 80% of our results. And that was so true for us in our business in the last month, to where we are traveling the world. We're in the Whit Sundays. You can see the beautiful view behind me. Things are essentially going really, really well. Business is taking off. And no, it's not perfect either, because there are so many parts of my business where I'm like, oh my God, there's so much to do. Of course, we're taking a little bit longer you know, with the emails, we're taking a little bit longer with content creation. We're taking a little bit longer because we've slowed down a little bit, but at the same time, it has not prevented us from succeeding in business. Because when you really take a look at all the shit that you have on your to-do list and all the tasks that you have that you think you need to be doing to be successful, you'll realize that literally only 20% of your list is the money maker. Only 20% of your list is the stuff that's going to keep you the most productive, the stuff that's actually producing, the stuff that's actually gaining you traction in your business. So you could essentially eliminate 80% of the shit on your to-do list. So leave it down to 20% and still thrive and still see 80% of your results. And if you're someone who is overwhelmed and stressed right now, I urge you to get out of the mindset that everything has to be perfect for you to be successful, because shit's going to go wrong all the time. You never know what's going to happen. You can't predict people. You can't predict, you know, the only guaranteed factor in life is change. And so things are going to be constantly changing, and you have to release that mindset of perfectionism and that everything's always going to be perfect and just things are going to run in your business smoothly all at the same time. And shit's going to be amazing and it's going to be rainbows and butterflies, because it's not. And also get out of the mindset that you need to be busy to succeed. And I realized that I was wasting so much time just being busy. And now I literally eliminated so much bullshit off my plate to where I'm literally, the only task that I'm focusing on during our trip in Australia is podcasts, writing posts, writing emails. And then I really went balls to the wall with creating the 5-day Rich Babe Challenge. And that's it. And just seeing my clients, of course, because they are on my calendar and I do have one-on-one clients. And then obviously teaching Rich Babe. And so I essentially reduced my workload by so much and my business literally doubled. And so it just feels amazing. It feels so amazing to know that you don't have to choose stress and overwhelm. If your to-do list is way too big for you right now, please take a look at what are your biggest impactors. What are your biggest money makers? What are the tasks that are actually going to move you forward? What's actually keeping you productive? And you can find that you don't have to reduce 80% of them, obviously, because even reducing 1 to 2 to 3 or 4 or 5 things off of your to-do list, you're still going to thrive. And it isn't until you take that leap of faith and just focus on the things that are important, just the 2, 3, 4, 5 things that are important, you'll realize that the others were just taking up space. They were just taking up your time. They were just taking up your mind. They're just taking up other people's time, other people's minds, and it essentially was not even that important to begin with. So that is my little tip today, a little quickie on how to reduce the stress and overwhelm and just realize that you don't have to be busy all the time to be successful. There is no connection between money and busyness. There's no connection between success and busyness. If you are just smart enough to focus on the top 3 to 5 tasks that you need to be doing, you will be successful. And if there are things on your to-do list to where you can't keep up with them and they're an absolute must because they are creating 80% of your results, then that's when you can just hire people and delegate the rest and find people who can do it for you and who can do it faster and find ways that you can maybe empower more people on your team to pick up on some more of the tasks that you know that they're capable of handling. So there's so many different ways around this, but my point today is to let go of the mindset that you need to be perfect and busy to be successful. So yeah, that's that. Work smarter, not harder. Yes, my 8th grade French teacher taught me that one. That's correct, Veronica. It is so true. Work smarter, not harder is right, and it'll actually give you the life of freedom that you're after. And so a lot of us are all after this life of freedom where we are looking for creating the business and creating the lifestyle and creating the company that's going to give us the time to be able to travel the world and enjoy life and enjoy spending time with our husbands and fiancés and boyfriends and girlfriends and wives. And we're looking for the business of freedom that will allow us to be able to raise our kids. But essentially we think that we need to hustle to get there, or we think that we need to overload our schedules. And the more we have on our schedules and the more we have on our to-do list, the more stuff we're getting done, when really it's only 20% of your to-do list that's actually getting you the results. So you can eliminate that 80%, focus on the 20%, and still be able to thrive in your business. What are some things you stopped doing to focus on the right things? I was doing a lot of just management. I was doing a lot of business management. I was getting caught up in shiny object syndrome, something that I was really helped with by a couple of my coaches and mentors in the last month, is to find out what are the 20% of things in my business that I could focus on in 2018 to create a thriving business, where if I, instead of spreading my energy thin across all these different products and all these different programs and all these different clients, and just spreading myself thin, instead I can find the 3 to 4 biggest money makers in my business and condense my energy into those, pull my energy into those 3 to 4 things, and create the kind of income that I am after. And the income, just to be transparent with you guys, my income goal for 2018 is $2 million, and to be able to see that only 20% of my business is capable of creating that $2 million mark is so relieving and so incredible. And I feel like I finally found this balance where I can actually enjoy my free time, enjoy myself, give back to myself, travel the world, enjoy views like this while I'm working, and then also go out there and play when I'm not working. And to have that balance is true freedom. And that is it. Yes, less is less, but better. And that is it for today's episode. For those of you who are listening on the podcast, I actually am going to be linking in the show notes a link to the 5-Day Rich Babe Challenge. The 5-Day Rich Babe Challenge is something that I introduced yesterday on the podcast, the Q&A episode that I recorded last night. And so the link is in the show notes, and it'll be in the show notes again. For those of you watching the live stream, I'm going to be posting a link above the live stream to join the 5-Day Rich Babe Challenge. What the 5-Day Rich Babe Challenge is, it's a 5-day challenge to unleash your inner rich babe and revolutionize the way that you attract money into your life forever, for a lifetime. Really raise your vibration when it comes to your finances high, so that you become this money magnet. It's a 5-day challenge that starts on January 15. It'll be going on for 5 days, and there will be one lucky winner of $1,000. So I'm giving away $1,000 to one lucky winner who follows the instructions correctly, tags me on Instagram, and shares the challenge with shares what she's learning about the challenge on Instagram. So all the instructions are actually given to you on every single day of the video. And if you follow all 5 days in a row properly and correctly, and I see your participation, one random lucky winner will win $1,000. So that's just something super exciting that's coming this week. If you have not gotten signed up yet, go ahead. What are you waiting for? Sign up in the show notes or sign up right above this video. I love you guys so freaking much. I know it's evening time in the United States. It is only 11 a.m. here in Australia. And before we go tomorrow to explore the Great Barrier Reef and take a helicopter tour to the Whitehaven Beach and play around there, I am going to get some work done. So this is my office today. This is my view today. It is absolutely outstandingly gorgeous. And to know that you don't have to be busy to get here, you don't have to be busy to succeed, is so relieving, and I hope that relieves you too. So I hope this was helpful. Let me know if this was helpful by leaving a comment below, or for those of you who are listening on the podcast, send me a DM, comment on one of my posts on Instagram, find a way to let me know, leave a review on iTunes, do something, let me know, give me feedback, because I'm going to keep delivering these kind of tips to you guys. Tips on taking your business, your life, your finances, your vibration to the next level, and proving to yourself that you really can manifest the life of your dreams. And the life of your dreams does not involve sacrifices. It does not involve hustle. It doesn't involve losing yourself. You can be highly paid just for being yourself. You can be highly paid for enjoying your life and actually creating something epic. Love you guys so much, and hope you have a fantastic, fantastic day. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up some extra inspiration on Instagram by searching @manifestationbabe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.